So many of you with us worshiping today may not know, all of these folks know because I think they've seen her. About a month ago, my family got a new puppy. And I know, she's super cute, super, super cute. But here's the thing. She's like having another child. I mean, I didn't grow up with animals and have never had to take care of a puppy. It'll be fun, they said. Every kid needs a dog, they said. Especially if you live in the country and have land, they said. But all in all, it's really not that bad. She's fun, she's cute, and she's cuddly. And we got a trainer, so she's learning lots and lots of stuff. And listens well, except for when it comes to nipping. The girl loves our hands, like gnawing on them all the time, like a lot. Did I mention that she likes to gnaw on our fingers a lot? And it's not like the aggressive nip, it's just, hey, come and play with me. I have really sharp teeth and want to put them into your hands. Now, our trainer gave us some tips on this, how to deal with all of this, and she had an important caveat. It's going to take a while, she said, before she gets that she's not supposed to do that. And just so you feel a little bit for me here, if you don't already, there are times during the day when I literally will be spending at least 30 minutes trying to get her to stop nipping at me. Yes, Jessie, the trainer tells me when she's having one of her nipping episodes in the training session, exactly like that as I correct her over and over again and again. Having a puppy is a lot like raising children. I remember when my twins were 3 and Miles was 4, and I was pulling my hair out because they continued to do what I reminded them not to do. And I can't even remember now what it was that I was telling them not to do that they kept on doing. I just remember being extremely frustrated and thinking of myself as an awful parent because I couldn't get my kids to listen to me. And then there was this awesome member at my church and friend who shared with me the wisest parenting advice I have ever received. Oh, Jessie, she says, parenting is really just repeating yourself, repeating the same thing over and over again and again. When she said them, maybe it was the moment of desperation that I was in, but they descended upon me like an epiphany of comfort. It wasn't me. It was the process. It was a process. It wasn't an instantaneous behavior change, like, duh, why didn't I think of that? Life is about learning and relearning, about listening and listening again, about changing and turning and molded and being molded again and again. On this first Sunday in Lent, the refrain that you will hear over and over again and again is again and again. Just as training a dog or parenting or teaching or learning, as it is all taught over and over again and again, so we are reminded and invited into the journey where it is no different with our faith. So again this Lent, this time of reflection and intention, again this year, again, yes, we will remember our broken hearts. We will remember painful moments, the scars and the wounds that life has given to us. And again, we will meet God as we turn to the source of peace. Again this Lent, we will see how we have been so complicit in our own self-interest rather than the love of our neighbors. And again, God will forgive us and enfold us with love and care. Again and again. That is our refrain for Lent this year. And we need it this year, because we need to remember who God is and who we are. This past year, like we always do, we again have tried to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and forge in our own convoluted ways through a pandemic, which has stripped us of our normal comforts of community. And yet again, we have watched with anger and disbelief at the amplified political tricks and disasters. And yet again and again this year, my friends, from most of our social locations, we have done very little during a time of racial and social unrest to empathize with what it means to be a person of color in our country right now. And I'm here to say that again. Again, we have tried to take this historic year on by ourselves, understand it, to stay strong, and we failed. We can no longer be what was. And again, even in our despair, our confoundment, our disbelief, our fear, God's Spirit infuses us, is present with us again as we begin to see dimly. Again today in the text, we see Jesus being baptized by John. We hear the Creator naming and claiming Jesus as his beloved. And again, we see Jesus trudging through the wilderness, tempted by Satan. And again, we see him with the capacity to care enough about the rest of us that he comes out of the wilderness unscathed after 40 days and proclaims that the kingdom of God is near. Again, we hear Christ proclaim, "Repent and believe. The good news lives among us. The kingdom of God has come near." One commentator, Dr. Clifton Black, opened my mind this past week as he wrote about the common and well-known phrase, "Repent. The kingdom of God has come near." And he writes, "Repentance is not feeling miserable over our sins or regretting that we haven't been more religious. To repent, or metanoian, is to turn our minds Godward. An 180-degree swing around from the kingdoms of our own fabrication toward God's rectifying power. And believe. Believe in Mark is not our creedal or even particularly cognitive. The word for belief is pistis in Greek, which is actually to trust, lying less in the head and more with the gut. The kingdom of God is God's dynamic potency to put right all that is wrong with our world. So repent and believe. The kingdom of God is near again to us this Lent. Jesus is inviting us not just to feel sorry or regret that we haven't been as religious as we think we all should have been. And again, this Lent, Jesus desires that we actually will turn from our self-consumed lives and turn toward God's power and presence with the expectation that we will see and know the kingdom. That we wouldn't worry so much about believing the right things so much as trust that the world all around us is sacred and that God is here with us, that this, all of this, is God's creation. It is God's world. It is our community too, where God's Spirit is moving and leading and pushing and building the kingdom. Repent and believe that good news again this day. Again and again, let us repent. Let us turn toward God with expectation, and let us believe. Let us join the Spirit in God's kingdom work, now and forever.